This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. And we both welcome you back to another episode of The New World Next Week, which, of course, you can find on NewWorldNextWeek.com. High quality, low quality videos, audio only, captions, so much more to help try and spread this open source information out to folks. And, of course, thanks to ParadigmShift.tv, who gets this show played on the Sky Satellite. So, James, yet again, so very much to go over, but we'll begin this week with a story from the past. And the main story, I believe, comes from the CBC. And I find the easier story and the easier breakdown comes from 911blogger.com, and that is the mystery 9/11 flight in Canada. Several hours after the 9/11 attacks in New York and Washington occurred, a passenger aircraft heading to the U.S. from Seoul, South Korea, was mistakenly considered hijacked. In a little reported series of events, the pilots of Korean Airlines Flight 85 gave numerous indications that their plane had been taken over by hijackers, even though it had not. KAL-85, a Boeing 747 that had been due to land in Anchorage, Alaska, for a refueling stop, was consequently diverted to an airport in Canada. The military launched fighter jets to tail it and, with authorization from the Canadian Prime Minister, threatened to shoot the plane down if it refused to change course. Only after KAL-85 landed were officials able to confirm that no hijacking had taken place. While a person might suggest this crisis was just the result of the confusion due to the unprecedented events earlier that day, the number of indications the pilots gave that their plane was hijacked and their repeated failure to confirm that this was not the case raises another possibility. Could Korean Airlines Flight number 85 have been playing the part of a hijacked aircraft in a military training exercise? So, James, I'm going to throw it back to you for some of the other angles. I have never heard of this story before it came out in the CBC. Had you?
I think I've heard of it a long time ago, but no one had really followed it up, or I hadn't heard much about it, so it kind of just got lost in the shuffle. And I've seen it pop up a couple of times now on 9/11 Blogger. There's been some people who've been writing about the various hijackings and the confusion on that morning. So Korean Airline 85 came up. So it is a fascinating story. It's really interesting. So basically, the long and short of it, this plane, for some reason, or we can't even say that for sure. So someone, either the plane or ground control, sends a text message, HJK. We assume it's the plane because that's a code that means hijacking. And that had to have been deliberate part on the part of the pilots, assuming it came from the plane. And so that's what started the interest. And obviously on 9/11, there was a lot of confusion and interest in planes that were purportedly under hijack. So there was some jets that were scrambled to divert it. And bizarrely enough, Washington headquarters of the FAA was in communication with Anchorage, and they told Anchorage to tell the plane to change its squawk code, which is a secret frequency that the plane transmits on that they can use to pass information non-verbally onto ground control. They changed it to 7500, which is the squawk for "we are being hijacked." So Washington was actually telling this plane to change its squawk code so that it's indicating it's being hijacked. And it's really just a bizarre story. So I had the chance yesterday for me here in Japan anyway, to interview Max Fraser, who's an independent filmmaker in Whitehorse in the Yukon, who since day one has been collecting footage about this. He was there when it was happening, and he's been interviewing people and trying to find out the personal stories of people who were in Whitehorse at the time. And his investigations took him to the FAA, and he got Freedom of Information Act requests to get information out, including documents and recordings pertaining to what happened that day. But he's still never been able to get the name of the pilot, for instance. That's been redacted, and there's no records of the pilot's debriefing or anything, so we can't really figure out what was going on. But very interestingly, on September 6th, as part of the Vigilant Guardian exercises that NORAD was running, they had a simulation of a 747, Korean Airlines, coming from Seoul to Anchorage that gets diverted because of a hijacking, and it gets diverted to Seattle. So 5 days before it actually happens, we see it going on in the drill. Again, another one of those interesting coincidences of things that just happened. And also on September 6th, there was the drill of a plane that was hijacked and flown into New York and blown up. So that, again, just a very interesting coincidences that were going on at almost the same time as it was actually happening.
So, James, interestingly enough, this article from the CBC focuses on this citizen investigative journalist, now filmmaker, and that's what is bringing this story out. So we're kind of beginning this episode with the discussion of drills, and I believe our last word on this episode will return to the subject of a drill. But let's now move to our second story that comes from CBS out of Pittsburgh. More drivers running out of gas, and I've altered the headline to include as they accelerate towards an economic crash, an econo crash. But reading from CBS Local, with gas prices pushing $4 a gallon, a lot of people are trying to stretch their dollar at the gas pump, but some of them are trying to stretch it a little too far. Since the beginning of March, AAA has seen an 18% increase in the number of roadside calls for people running out of gas. I never put in a lot because I can't afford to fill it up, Leo Greek, a stranded motorist, said. He said he's not even sure how much it would cost to fill up his truck these days because he hasn't done it for a while. He only gets what he needs, and today he underestimated. It's frustrating, Greek said. I can't believe it has to be that expensive, but I know everybody's going through it. According to AAA, gas prices in the Pittsburgh area have gone up 26 cents per gallon in the last month. Before it was more absent-minded than anything else, Jim Krebs with Brighton Service said, but now I believe that's what it is. I believe people are like, man, I got to buy something else, so I'm not going to put gas in the car. I should be able to make it. And then they don't. I find this story really interesting, James, and if America is living some sort of B-horror movie nightmare, these are the sort of bits of ominous foreshadowing, I think, that happen. The other fascinating thing comes from a lot of the comments that I've gotten on my post on Media Monarchy of this story, but even on the original page coming from CBS Local, you'll see commenters saying, buy silver, folks. It's time we get our information from, you know, some new sources. Wake people up. Yes, we con. Essentially, it's so many folks, I think, starting to wake up to a lot of the issues going on once it starts to hit them in the wallet. The other point I want to bring up is another comment that mentions something I really see here in Portland, the city that, you know, tries its damnedest to be the greenest city in the country. So many folks driving in a car by themselves constantly. So, James, what's your take on this situation?
Well, it's an interesting story, isn't it, in what it reveals, because they can fudge whatever CPI and whatever numbers they want, and people who are following John Williams of ShadowStats.com or Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster or other people know that, it's all fakery and fudgery, and the real inflation, core inflation, is much higher than they say, but they can try to manipulate whatever they want, but when it starts to affect people in the wallet, like when they fill up for gas, there's no getting around that, and I think you're exactly right. This is an ominous foreshadowing of things to come, as inflation is really, I don't see any other way for it to go but up, and the slow and agonizing death of the dollar is not going to be good for a lot of people in the world, and we have to try to, again, build up our own currency, alternative currencies and other things, and so that there is an alternative for people to go to when the dollar does eventually die.
And we see essentially a systematic operation of destroying the infrastructure of this country, basically to push people to a point where they're going to beg for Big Daddy to just come take care of us and to fix everything. It's the classic Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, I believe.
I think you're exactly right. It's a very unfortunate, but as long as we're aware of that, we can take proactive steps to start setting up the alternatives that will be necessary to detach ourselves from their system of enslavement.
So on that note, James, we'll make quite the subject change for our third story, and I have this posted on cyberspacewar.com. Large Hadron Collider rumored to have found the God particle, and we'll take this from Fox News. A rumor is floating around the physics community that the world's largest atom smasher may have detected a long-sought subatomic particle called the Higgs boson, also known as the God particle. The controversial rumor is based on what appears to be a leaked internal note from physicists at the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, a 17-mile-long particle accelerator near Geneva, Switzerland. It's not entirely clear at this point if the memo is authentic or what the data it refers to might mean, but the note already has researchers talking. The buzz started when an anonymous commenter recently posted an abstract of the note on Columbia University mathematician Peter Voigt's blog, Not Even Wrong. Some physicists say the note may be a hoax, while others believe the detection is likely a statistical anomaly that will disappear upon further study. But the find would be a huge particle physics breakthrough if it holds up. If it were to be real, it would be really exciting, said physicist Sheldon Stone of Syracuse University. James, I find so many interesting things going on and kind of unfolding in the world. And isn't it interesting that on our week of Easter, we have coming from the science community that has the goddess of destruction outside of their facility, Shiva, the destroyer, that we see this, you know, the Big Bang Theory and the God particle, that we come back so many times to this sort of religion versus science issue.
It is interesting, and I do have some misgivings about some of the logos and Shiva, goddess of destruction, outside of CERN and things like that. There are some strange things going on there that I do suggest people look into, but I don't know. I mean, when I was a kid, I was really into physics and I was really into science. Imagine that shock, you know, me, a geek, who would have thought it? Yeah, no, I was. And so for me, it's actually genuinely interesting to read about this, and they might have actually found the Higgs boson. That's a huge news. I mean, that's really amazing. And I know that there's always the tendency for technology and breakthroughs in science to be perverted and corrupted by the military-industrial complex to try to use it to kill more people. And so, but still, that doesn't make me uninterested or think it's any less marvelous that Einstein came up with relativity, even though it was one of the theoretical groundworks for the atomic bomb. I mean, it's still amazing that humans can understand that much about the universe and start to peer into the basic structure of matter. It's, to me, it's a really awe-inspiring thing, and we know it's probably going to eventually be used to form the next layer of enslavement, but at this point, I'm just cautiously optimistic that this is a real breakthrough and extremely interesting.
And of course, I think we would both agree that following the real news and the nonfiction, the real world of what's going on is so much more fascinating than generally any TV show or other thing going on. I'd have to say that, you know, truth is stranger than fiction and far more interesting. James, in our remaining moments, let's try and put in some related and unrelated updates all going around in the new world next week. And James, you said this was news to you. It's bubbling quite large here in the States today on April 27th. White House releases detailed Obama birth certificate. The White House provided on Wednesday a detailed Hawaii birth certificate for President Barack Obama in a bid to silence critics who suggest he was born outside the United States. In other news, the Obama administration is shuffling the deck chairs in their national security team. Gates has announced he's going to retire, so that means Panetta is going to take over the Pentagon and Petraeus is going to take over the CIA. But of course, as long as they keep the narcotics flowing, we can keep our banks running. The other couple of points, James, I want to quickly mention is that this weekend sees another kind of strange convergence of seemingly unconnected events that we want to kind of point attention to so people can kind of pay attention to it as it all unfurls. We have, of course, the royal ritual, that is the royal wedding, taking place very soon, and I will have an occult bloodlines expert on my show this coming weekend. We also have the Endeavor launch on the same day that ties in, of course, Gabrielle Giffords and the Gerald Loeffner situation. We have the papal beatification on May Day, May 1st, and tomorrow, April 28th, here in the States, FEMA is running the Great Central U.S. Shakeout. That's right, they are running an earthquake drill on the New Madrid fault line here in the heart of America. James?
Some very fascinating little tidbits there, and the birth certificate is huge, so I'm interested to start reading about that, but it's bright and early in the morning here in Japan, so plenty of time for me to get to it later today, I guess. Anyway, incredibly fascinating, good updates. Thank you again, James, for all the work.
Thank you so much. Take care.